well. It is 8:31 and 78 degrees as we welcome into the studio this morning. I normally say Fairhope City Council Member Jack Burrell, which you are and he is, but today you're wearing the hat as chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, correct?
That is correct, Lori. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It was nice to see you over the weekend supporting the restoration efforts of the American Legion Post 199 at their summer concert series. That was lovely.
You know, that was a phenomenal turnout. And I will say, you know, I've seen the Tip Tops, who they had on Sunday. I've seen them numerous times, but that may be the best I've ever seen them. They were awesome.
It really was a great show and great support for the American Legion featuring those concerts most every weekend.
Right. And I just want to invite, if I can give a shameless prop to the American Legion, you know, they're going to be doing more fundraising efforts around the renovation of their post there. But I'm a big supporter of them, and I just encourage everyone to try to get on board and as a community grassroots effort to help them in their efforts moving forward. So I pledged another $1,000 the other day, Lori. And I know that everybody can't, you know, pledge $1,000, but, you know, just, you know, do what you can. If it's $5 or $10, I just encourage everybody to jump on board.
And by the way, the next show is this Sunday, and it will feature The Crickets, opened by Molly Thomas and Rick Hirsch. Tickets are $10 again. Then on Father's Day, June 19th, The Leavin Brothers, $10 ticket again.
Oh, they're always fun, too. Okay. That's great.
So let's just start with the basic, because I know a lot of people hear this, but they don't really know what it is. What is the Eastern Shore MPO, or Metropolitan Planning Organization?
Well, the ESMPO, or Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, is a federally mandated organization. Once our population reaches a particular number in an urbanized, with a certain population density, I should say, which is approximately 100,000 people along the Eastern Shore, they create this MPO, and they give so many dollars per capita or per person for the purposes of improving transportation in our area. Now, it's not millions of dollars a year. It's more like hundreds of thousands a year, which, you know, if you look at the cost of a bridge, or you look at the cost of a sidewalk, you look at the cost of anything that has to do with road, bridge, sidewalk construction, traffic signalization, things such as that, you know, you can go through a lot of money in a hurry.
Quickly, yeah.
So we take this money that's given to us by the federal government, and we try to make the best use of it. The members of the MPO are the policy board members. There are a citizens advisory committee, and there's several different subcommittees. But the policy board member is made up of the mayor of Fairhope, Spanish Fort, mayors of Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Loxley, a council member each from Daphne and Fairhope, two county commissioners, and a member from the Alabama Department of Transportation. So that's our policy board, and we're entrusted to take these funds and spend them as judiciously as we can to improve the transportation infrastructure along the Eastern Shore. And, you know, we have a lot, there's a lot of items we'll place on a visionary list. And, you know, if that gets elevated, it can move to our long-range transportation plan. And then ultimately, it can get moved to our TIP, or our transportation improvement plan. And so, you know, we can't fund everything, but we take what we can. We've tried to, back when this was founded about 10, 11 years ago, we got together as a policy board and said, are we going to just take the money, each city take the money based on our population and say, okay, we're just going to get a fixed amount and we can use it for our city? Or do we want to try to take all this money and put it in one pot and try to do what's best for the entire region? And that's what we decided to do. Now, that doesn't mean that occasionally Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, or Loxley won't take a small amount of funds and do a sidewalk project, mm-hmm. or, you know, improvements to our transportation system, our new BRAT station or something like that, like we're going to build across the street, and that's going to be paid for with MPO funds. So we're there to try to improve the infrastructure. Now, a lot of you know us now because of the Mobile River Bridge and new Bayway that's been proposed, and that has to be on our tip. Any federal dollars that are spent on highways in this metropolitan area has to be approved by the MPOs, which would be Eastern Shore and the Mobile MPO.
And that takes me back to that supercharged meeting at the Fairhope Civic Center. Then Dane Haygood was the chairman. You weren't.
Right.
And due to the public outcry to the $6 toll proposed by the governor and ALDOT, y'all actually said, no, this is not going on our list.
And I don't think that anybody saw that coming, but, you know, fortunately...
It was a great day for democracy.
I think it was a good thing. And, you know, it's not something that you want to be proud of it, but you still have to work with the state and the federal officials. And so you want to say, you know... Well, we want to find a better way. And so it sat idle for about a year, and then we got back to work on it. And I think that we have tried to come up with a framework. We've given that to ALDOT, and they've given that to the feds, and things are moving along well. And I know that people say, no toll, we don't want any tolls. And like I've said, you know, nobody on the policy board wants a toll. We're not tollers. We're not advocating for tolls. What we are advocating for with the new bridge concept is a solution, because we do know that the overwhelming majority of people in this region say we need a solution and we need it now.
And we don't want tolls.
And we don't want tolls, but if you don't want tolls right now and you don't want, but we do also have toll-free routes that we preserved as well, so
give us the latest now, because sometimes it gets confusing. We're going to tear down the old Bayway. No, we're not. We're going to
It ultimately will be.
What is the latest, but not while a new one
while it's being constructed.
I have heard a lifespan of 50 more years.
Well, I don't think it's that long. I think it's probably more on the order of 10 or 20 years. And so, will they tear it down during construction? I highly doubt that. You'll
that
be able to use
that. That would not make any sense to tear it down.
No, I don't think that they could possibly do that. But we've also...
Don't you have some control over that?
Well, we will be only that those construction plans will come to us, the detailed plans. We are still waiting to see them. We should see them any day now. I mean, I'm expecting them, you know, maybe within the week.
And coming from the Alabama Department of Transportation.
Right. So I don't think it would make any sense to tear down the Bayway before the new Bayway is completed. We know that we need to make some improvements to the causeway, because during construction and then after it's completed, you're going to have more people, because that'll be a toll-free route utilizing the causeway. We're trying to plan for that. We're going to have that on our long-range transportation plan. We don't have all the funds we need for that, but we do have the word of ALDOT that they are looking at that. And believe me, Spanish Fork Mayor Mike McMillan is all over that, and he is not going to let that slide by, and neither is anybody on the policy board. So I think that ultimately the Bayway will come down after the new roadway is completed, but you'll still be able to take the causeway toll-free. If you do take the Bayway, we've got a maximum toll of $2.50, which, once again, we don't like, but it's necessary if we want to have, you know, a way to get across the bridge. A way to get across Mobile Bay. Now, that being said, there'll be ways to reduce that. There'll be, you know, monthly passes and maybe annual passes that you can buy, so it would bring that toll down even further. I would expect local people maybe that traverse that daily to purchase something like that. We can't just give a discount. We've asked. We can't just give a discount to Baldwin County and Mobile County residents. We can't make it free for them only. That violates federal law. So you have to make the passes available to everybody. You have to make the same toll available to everybody. Everything has to be equal there. So we do have a solution. I'm anxious to see the plans, because I want to see how long the financing is going to take place. And we also, in writing, And that's the best I can do. People are saying, oh, don't trust this, don't trust that. But, you know, I have to trust somebody to move forward. And any additional funds, and we will continue to look for federal funds. We just put in a grant application a week ago for an additional $500 million, Lori. Can you imagine if we go from $125 million to $500 million? Now, I'm going to be honest.
That's still a quarter of the cost, is it not? Are we still at a $2
billion price tag?
We've
still got $250 pledged from ALDOT. It was $2.1 billion. I fully expect that number's
down.
A couple of years old. I fully expect that number to go up as, you know, inflation has gone away. So maybe these new grants will make up the difference in cost, and maybe a little bit more. But we have 375 pledged now. If we were to get another 500 million, that's 875 million. And we're not going to stop with that. We're going to keep beating the bushes for more funding.
Is there a website or a place I could type in right now and go look at the plan? And can you tell us?
Type in right now, easternshoremPO.org. Well, you're not going to see the new plan because we don't have the new plan yet.
You have what you proposed, and you're waiting for them come back.
All we've passed is a framework right now. Go to the long-range plan.
Okay.
See if it's there. Okay, just can scroll through that.
Here we go. Mobile River Bridge and Bayway.
Yep, that's on our long range. Now, that is not on the tip, so that is not necessarily the final plans that you're going to see. But that's the best we have until we put the plans on the tip, which we hope to do.
So,
you know, very soon.
EasternShoreMPO.org, and then we clicked on long range plan, and then I looked for LRTP amendment, Bayway.
Yep. And, there you go. Now, that's a phase one. That was the so-called truck. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm looking at your computer screen. Put my mouth up here to this mic, Lori. That was the so-called, you know, truck only plan, and we know that that's going to be scrapped. We're not going to adopt a truck-only bridge that only they can use and only they pay for. That was a one solution, but I believe that we have better solutions
right
now.
So
yeah, that was adopted almost exactly a year ago.
Yep. Now, does the current plan that y'all are recommending still have the pedestrian walkway on it? And
once again, we have not seen the detailed plans. We're waiting on those detailed plans, so I can't tell you yay or nay on that. I'd love to be able to tell you, but I'm not like calling ALDOT behind everybody's back and saying, okay, I want to see a copy of those plans before everybody else. I have not seen them.
I see. So they're going to come back with what they think should be the master plan, and then y'all can choose to adopt it or change it?
Are we going to choose to adopt it, or are we going to choose to reject it? We could suggest changes to it, but you know they're going to say, well, that's going to delay it by months. I'm sure they're going to come back and say that would be a long delay, and we risk our federal funds if we do that. I think that we've sent a message to them. We sent them a message as to this is what we would like to see as a framework, and they've adopted all of our demands. So if they come back with something that meets all of our demands, now the design notwithstanding, I don't expect to see a lot of changes in the design of the bridge itself from what you've seen in the past. If you change it too much, you have to start the clock over with environmental studies and things like that.
So the footprint and that type of thing.
I think
the
footprint is going to stay largely unchanged. I'll say largely unchanged. Let's just keep it at that, largely unchanged. I mean, nothing has given me an indication that it's going to change drastically at all.
And you work closely with the Mobile Metropolitan Planning Organization, chaired by Mayor Sandy Stimson, right?
Right, yes. And Mayor Stimson, he's a great guy to work with, and he's a smart guy, and I think that he wants what's best for the region. But I will tell you, the Mobile MPO, they did not reject this, in the past. It was only the Eastern Shore. They had adopted it. So, there's a different set of circumstances there. I'm sure that a lot of people didn't want that toll, but, whether it was just flying under the radar or what, but they didn't have the outcry that we did. And I don't know if that means that more people, we were at one time, you know, a bedroom community of Mobile. And so people mm-hmm. lived here, work in Mobile. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people, maybe even thousands, that live in Mobile County and work in Baldwin County. But for the longest time, our history has been more people commute that way and back than vice versa.
So, right.
You know, there's a lot of businesses that we really rely on, delivery trucks and whatnot mm-hmm. that deliver every day. But I think that that may, just, you know, hypothesizing why you didn't see as much outcry there. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe they just weren't watching it as closely as some of the people were here. I can't say, but it was the Eastern Shore that really put the brakes on this a couple of years ago with the outcry. And I think that what we have now is a much better plan. There were also other reasons that we put the brakes on it. It wasn't just the toll. There was that PPP, that public-private partnership that was going to have some controlling interest in the bridges, and basically could say that they could toll any route across the bay, you know, now and in the future. Mm-hmm. And we said no way. So right now, I mean, they could have, not saying they were, but they could have told the Wallace Tunnel, they could have told the Bankhead Tunnel, they could have even told the Africatown Bridge. And so these plans, the plans that we've adopted, don't allow for any of those to be told. They could have told the Causeway. This plan will not allow for any of those routes to be told. So there's a lot more to it than just the proposed $6 toll. There is which,
wait, is not proposed anymore.
No, which is not proposed. We're talking the one that was rejected.
Okay,
I'm trying
okay.
to point out the difference. It was got not it. Only a higher toll, but it was the fact that any and all routes could have been tolled.
Right.
And like I said, in their defense, maybe they wouldn't have all been, but they certainly
they
had
could
the
have.
Power to have done that.
We don't ever want to give over power like that to a private entity that can dictate what we can
do. We didn't think that was a good idea, and we sent that message loud and clear. And, you know, we're going to really be on top of this financing, because one of the things that I'm worried about is with increased costs, or how they're going to try to stretch this financing out forever. But you know, there are some similarities. The Causeway, the toll, the quarter toll, which started in 1927, you know, that continued all the way through the 60s, and best I can figure out, somewhere up around 1970.
I can remember ended. As a little girl yeah. in the back seat of my dad's Buick LeSabre, we'd be coming to see some friends over here and going through that toll.
I'm going to say something that's unpopular, because I'm going to make an analogy. I'm not trying to promote a higher toll now, but I'm just going to point out something that's a real fact, and that is that quarter toll
back then,
in today's funds, is the equivalent of $4.50.
Wow.
And they had that toll for roughly 40, 43 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to keep this toll much less, and for a much lesser of a term.
So often, if I travel, I get an envelope in the mail from, say, the North Carolina Tolling Authority, and there it is, $2.48, whatever it is. I didn't even know I was in a tolled area. They just take a picture of my license plate and send me a tag. Yeah. Is that how this would be done?
Yeah, I expect that technology to be used. You'll go through tolling booths. I don't know if they'll be manned or not.
That's my question. So there will be a booth, or they'll just be automatic pictures?
Once again, details.
If we have to stop at a booth, what's the point?
Yeah, well, we'll hope we don't. I think that we'll probably have the technology, but once again, Laura, you're asking me questions.
Slow down traffic.
I don't have those plans. I don't have them.
We want a new bridge to alleviate the bottleneck. If you have to go through toll booths, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Bottlenecks.
Yeah, it'll be a bottleneck if that's the case. So I would expect, like I said, I can't tell you anything conclusively without seeing the plans, but I have heard them mention. No, I'm not frustrated by it, because they're going to come. We're going to get them any day now, and we'll find out whether or not we have man booths. But I would expect technology to be used, and I would expect the cameras to be used, the high-speed cameras to be used to enforce the tolls. But I don't want to sit here and tell you that it's going to be that until I know for sure.
Now, I know a month or so ago it was announced that LDOT said, we're delayed, but we're getting to it. Just hold on and be patient. But,
well, and you know, yeah, they're delayed because the financial modeling took a lot longer than they thought. You've got traffic studies impacted by COVID. You know, the rest of the country's not back up to speed like Alabama has been for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of interstate traffic coming from the East Coast and the West Coast. Let me tell you, those cities are opening back up now, but they're not nearly back to the levels they were prior to. Look at supply chain shortages. So, you know, you've got to do a lot of studying of numbers to find out, is this a short-term COVID effect? Is this a long-term effect? You know, there's, you may not have as much shipping right now. When I say shipping, you know, trucking right now, numbers are still down because, you know, if you've ever tried to order anything lately that you need, like an appliance or a car or anything, you can't get it. So numbers are skewed. So they have to have numbers, as they told me in one meeting, Lori. The government is not going to use Jack Burrell's math because I had told him, well, my numbers are this. And they said, well, Jack, you know, we need to have numbers that the federal government will accept. Yeah, and I acknowledge that. So, and I'm like, well, I know, but my number, I did this simple equation. Well, you know, we need investment quality numbers for someone to give us the money to build this bridge. We need investment quality.
We need a crystal ball then, because, I mean...
Well, once you get it, you know, once you get the estimates and fixed, the problem is the contractors are going to, they're going to inflate the price because they're going to say, I don't know what the price of concrete is going to do next year.
Sure.
I don't know what the price of steel is going to do next year. I don't know what the price of labor is going to do next year. So most assuredly, it's going to be higher than any of us want to see. We're going to all get sick to our stomach when we see it. And then we'll have to make a decision. Is that what we want to live with? But if we can get some more federal dollars and continue to go after federal dollars, just because federal dollars are available now doesn't mean we're going to stop going after more federal dollars in the future. It could be $10 million a year, $50 million a year over 5 or 10 or 20 years.
How much Build Back Better money did we get for the bridge?
We're not getting any of that money back. So... We're getting this Biden's new infrastructure program, which of course is like anything that comes out of Washington. It's just full of pork and
getting
you
any
know,
of that
20%. Yeah, we're getting that's what we applied for, the
okay.
mega grant. It's called a mega grant.
Right.
It's a big grant.
The one that $500 million.
We applied for $500 million.
Okay,
but you know, out of that whole program of billions of dollars, you know, probably only 20 or 30% of it's actually going to transportation. And you know, the rest of it goes to the politicians' pet projects. But I better not talk like that too much on the air, because those people, till we find out whether or not
there
we got
go.
That grant.
There you go.
You know, that's the bad part about politics, even at a local level. You want to bash the state and the feds sometimes, but you know what? You don't want to bite the hand that feeds you.
That's
too
right.
much.
And I'm recording and posted all
yeah,
on the website.
Yeah, so you got to be
so
really,
be
really careful with that too. So, but we do appreciate you guys out there for considering that grant application.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love y'all.
Now, before I run out of time, I had a request or a press release that y'all are seeking public comment concerning your draft 2023 Unified Planning Work Program, and that you can submit comments to the following, like the Satellite Courthouse, City Halls, etc. What is this?
Well, I'm going to it's a big fancy term, and it's a document that we're required to update every year. The best way I can describe this is it is our plan to plan. Now, doesn't that sound like a bunch of government bureaucracy?
Yes, it does.
Crap. Well, you know, it is a little of that, but we have to plan to plan. So this is our document. It's pretty thick. It's 60 something pages. So it talks about our the makeup of our boards, the makeup of our committees, the administrative duties of our, you know, of our coordinator and our administrative assistant. We have continuity of operations plan. You know, we get into a natural disaster, how do we continue to operate as an MPO? Mm-hmm. Equipment and supplies, database maintenance, and I'm just kind of going through this stuff, geographic information systems, transportation model development and maintenance, public involvement, public participation, such as this very item, this UPWP, we have to have public input on that. You know, the federal government, and I think rightfully so, is very much into any of their documents, that allowing the public to see them and comment on them before we adopt them. So there's a lot of that. There's a disadvantaged business enterprise. And then you get into environmental mitigation and streamlining. Then you get into the transportation system. So your details of all of your projects are not in this plan. So don't go to this plan.
Right. This is more of like an operating procedure.
It is. It's kind of, you know, that's a good way to put it. You know, an operations manual, if you
right.
will. So
okay.
how do you plan? It's very, very long, and it gives the detailed breakdown. I brought you a copy, Lori, of the planning fund. So
okay.
how much of our money is spent on administration for planning, data collection, analysis.
Let me tell everybody before, because we're just about out of time at 8:56. If they go back to that website, EasternShoreMPO.org, EasternShoreMPO.org, and you're looking for the 2023 UPWP or draft for the Unified Planning Work Program, and you can submit your comments there, or you can pick up copies at any of the Daphne, Fairhope, Loxley, Spanish Fort, City Halls, Robertsdale, Silver Hill, and, of course, Mobile Department of Transportation as well.
So,
thank you, Jack.
Yeah, so, Lori, just real quick. So, under the transportation systems, for the planning, the cost to put together, like the L-trip is in there, long-range transportation plan, air quality conformity, transportation improvement program, that's to put that together. Public transportation, bicycle, pedestrian planning. For instance, that's a $9,000 budget item. That's to put that plan together. That's what it cost our staff. That's
mm-hmm.
how much money we'll spend on that. And documentation, advertising, freight planning, for instance. So if you want to comment on your thoughts of the Mobile River Bridge, this document is not the place to comment on it. We welcome your comments. If you want to comment on that plan when we see that, or before, but this is not the document
okay.
to make those comments on.
I see.
You know, we get a lot of people. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of messages on Facebook. And we hear you people loud and clear. You know, we know a lot of you don't want any tolls. We do. We, like I said before, I want to reiterate this. We don't want them either. If we thought that there was a solution that had a no toll, then, you know, we would adopt that in a heartbeat. But right now, the only viable solution to get that new bridge, which is needed, if you ever sit in that parking lot on a Friday or a Sunday or a Thursday, you know that we need a solution. And we can't wait. You know, I heard some people while they were running for office in these state and county elections recently, well, we need to wait until we get the money. We can't afford to wait.
Was it Tim James?
I mean, I'm not going to call
heard
any
him
names.
Say
I'm
like
not picking any
30
sides
to 50
on that.
Years for that bridge to last.
Well,
and
yeah.
he builds roads and bridges.
Well, he's owned them. I don't know if he builds them, but he certainly owned a few. But I don't know where he's got that. You got some people that have to have some kind of mantra when they're running for office, and some of them have chosen this. But I will just say that those people don't have a solution. Their solution is to wait. If you wait for the money to come, it's not going to come. And even if you did find it 20 years from now, you're too late.
Well, just that no vote alone in that charged fair council meeting at City
right.
Council, that's been at, what, 2 years
at
least?
2 years at least. And we also
put the brakes on it.
Well, the clock is ticking on the federal funds.
Mm-hmm.
They have an expiration date. If we don't have the money committed by September, and if we don't start moving the needle now, those funds are going to expire. That's $125 million. If we don't have a viable plan in place on our tip, we're not going to get the $500 million grant either. So not only are we not going to have anything, oh, and by the way, all the environmental studies are going to all expire. You're going to have to go through all that again. That's going to take, to redo it, probably another 5 or 10 years. So you're looking at probably 20, 25 years before you have a solution. That's not acceptable. We have to act now. People are going to have to trust us. Well, that sounds terrible to say, but I don't know what else to say, is that we are, if you come to those meetings, you'll see that we are hammering them over this.
Right.
This is not something we're taking, you know, just sitting down.
When do y'all meet? When are your regular meetings?
Well, we meet quarterly. Our next policy board meeting is in July. Will we meet prior to then? Maybe, because
if we get these plans,
we're going to have to review them. Then we're going to maybe take action on them, hopefully take action on them, because we hope that those plans are as good as we hope they're going to be. And then, so we're probably going to meet before July, but we'll put out you know, we'll put out a public statement.
And I'll have you back when you get the plans and you've.
Oh yeah, that'll be a big one, Lori. Okay. That'll be something that we really need to build up and have a really big show over.
You're
that.
Welcome to stay around for Swap Shop if you'd like, but I have got to flip the switch.
Yeah. I got to go back to work. You know, I had a long holiday weekend, and I've got to get back in the saddle and make a living.
All right. Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Order. One thing, all of you on this board or the MPO, this is volunteer.
Yes, we don't get paid for this.
Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify.
No, there's no compensation for this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
We didn't even get to anything Fairhope City, but we will. I had Corey Martin and the mayor on last week.
Oh, very good. Very good.
So if y'all missed that, you can find it at WABF1480.com, which you can also find this interview by lunchtime today with Jack Burrell. This is WABF.